In Vietnam, the press is getting tougher. Reporters have been mostly docile since the Communist Party took power, but now they're pushing their government-imposed limits. Newspapers have been aggressively covering a corruption scandal in the transport ministry. And as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports, the government has allowed the increased scrutiny.
Vietnam's Communist Party opened its 10th Party Congress yesterday with the usual fanfare and the usual speech from the party general secretary, Nong Duc Minh. The general secretary explained the country's political and economic direction for the next 5 years, more economic reform under the unchallenged political leadership of the Communist Party. The general secretary also addressed the issue of corruption and vowed to step up efforts to combat it. His remarks come amid a growing corruption scandal in the transport ministry, one involving millions of dollars earmarked for roads and bridges, money some officials used instead to bet on soccer games and buy expensive cars. The scandal has been widely and aggressively reported by Vietnam's normally docile state-run media, with headlines demanding the ouster of key players and investigative reports implicating family members of high-ranking party officials. Bui Van is the editor of the online newspaper Vietnam Net. He explains why he believes the normally restrained local press has now taken off the gloves.
Sure, we got the green light from government, but the main reason is public pressure.
Pressure from the public and the very capitalist but practical desire to sell more papers at newsstands and online.
Of course, commercial newspaper, they want to sell more newspaper. And online newspaper like us, we don't want to fall behind print newspaper. And every newspaper, they set up a special team and try to explore every detail. And everybody wants to know about it.
All this is relatively uncharted territory for the Vietnamese press. The watchdog group Reporters Without Borders has consistently rated Vietnam among the worst of the countries it surveyed when it comes to press freedom, just ahead of Vietnam's neighbor, China. But Vietnamese government advisor Le Dang Zhuang says globalization and the internet are changing the way people look at their government.
Now the people are more educated. They understand the outside world much more better. They have got independent information, and it's a progress.
And what the people want is a government that is more accountable and responsive, which may help explain why the government has allowed the exhaustive reporting on the transport ministry scandal. The transport minister has been forced to resign, and two other officials are now in jail. The big question now is, will the new press freedom last, or will the government decide the media has served its purpose for now? Carl Thayer, a longtime Vietnam watcher at the Australian Defense Academy, suspects the latter.
The leaders of Vietnam are risk-averse. They like to control, and letting the press have its own hand is destabilizing for them. So it served a particular purpose up to this point, and I think it will be reined in. Not completely, but it will be manipulated.
Until that happens, the Vietnamese press will continue its unaccustomed but not unwelcome role as the people's advocate, not the government's. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.